ever noticed how, like, a simple speed limit sign or a new tax law can just immediately trigger this visceral, angry reaction?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We tend to view laws as these intense moral battlegrounds,
All
you know.
right, things we either have to fiercely defend or aggressively attack. But what if you treated them more like bad weather instead? Just a, well, a neutral parameter you have to factor into your travel time.
And that shift from seeing laws as moral fights to just viewing them as objective design restrictions is exactly what we're tackling today. So welcome to the deep dive.
Yes, welcome. Our mission today is getting you prepared for week 5, day 3 of your Laws of Life workbook.
Exactly. And just to set the context, we're looking at Law 5 today. That's the concept that all power granted to the state will eventually be abused.
But, and this is a crucial note here, we are looking at this with complete impartiality.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
We are not taking any political sides here.
Zero politics. As a psychology professor who teaches this stuff at the PhD level, I can tell you this is simply a pure critical thinking exercise. It's about learning to view external rules as just design restrictions.
Right, but treating state power as a neutral restriction is incredibly hard because our brains are, well, they're wired to react emotionally to rules.
They really are. To actually pull this off, you have to manually override your default neural settings. And the absolute best tool we have for that in day 3 is, quote, reflection.
Which is fascinating, actually,
Yeah.
because a quote forces the brain to just pause and hold a complex thought.
It really does. In fact, I actually sourced a quote for my own practice today that I'm super excited to share.
Oh, nice. What is it? And why did you pick that one specifically?
So it's from Joseph Joubert. He wrote, "It is better to debate a question without settling it than to settle a question without debating it."
Oh, wow. That is a tricky one.
Right. Honestly, looking at that through my psychology lens, that idea drives me a little crazy at first glance.
I can see why.
Because human psychology dictates that we just, you know, we crave closure. We will grasp at a completely terrible answer just to cure the anxiety of being in limbo.
Because limbo feels like a threat to the brain.
Exactly. But sitting with that unsettled debate, it builds cognitive endurance. It forces you out of that psychological trap of binary thinking.
Which ties perfectly into the Law 5 mental code rewrite you're doing this week.
Yes, the one that says, "I will not tolerate a binary choice until a third option is explored."
That is such a good connection. For my quote, I actually went with the Aristotle one, right out of the workbook chapter.
Oh, I love that one. Remind me how that one goes.
It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it.
Yes, so good. How does that look from a neuroscience perspective?
Well, as a neuroscientist, I look at that quote as essentially a blueprint for emotional regulation.
Oh, interesting. How so?
When you entertain an opposing thought without immediately accepting or rejecting it, you're basically putting your amygdala, your emotional threat center, into a soundproof booth.
A soundproof booth. I like that visual.
Yeah. It can still see the challenging idea through the glass, you know,
Yeah.
but you're training your prefrontal cortex not to pull the fire alarm.
Wait, hold on though. I understand the psychology of avoiding binary choices, and the soundproof booth analogy makes perfect sense for, like, thinking about it.
Right.
But day 3 specifically instructs you to physically write or type these quotes out. Why does holding a pen or hitting a keyboard actually change my threat response? I mean, why can't I just read the Aristotle quote and move on?
Ah, because it's the difference between looking at a map and actually driving the route.
Oh, I see.
When you physically transcribe those words, you engage motor pathways that force the brain to process the information at a much deeper structural level.
So you're linking the thought to an action.
Exactly. You're bridging the abstract idea in your prefrontal cortex with physical, tactile action. This actively trains your brain to remain calm when it encounters a foreign or restricting idea. It literally wires the concept of treating laws as neutral design restrictions right into your mental hardware.
Okay, that makes the mechanical aspect of this practice make so much more sense. So, for your actual mission today, you need to select one of the two quotes from the chapter.
Like the Aristotle one.
Right. And then source a quote of your own, like I did with Joubert. Then you just write both of them down on your daily practice page.
Which means your customized mental operating system is officially expanding.
Yes, it is. Your 3 times a day practice stack now consists of 2 quotes, 3 distill points, and 3 mental code rewrites.
And you really need to build this foundation today because tomorrow things escalate.
They do. Day four introduces the power filter formula.
Which is huge.
It is. Instead of just absorbing rules, this framework gives you a mechanical process to actively evaluate any authority or regulation you encounter without getting triggered.
It basically takes this upgraded mental software you're building today and puts it right to the test.
Absolutely. So as you head into your reflection today, keep the mechanics in mind. You aren't just, you know, doing a writing assignment. You are remodeling your neural pathways.
Perfectly said.
Which leaves you with one final question to consider today. If the simple physical act of writing down an unsettled debate can actively rewire your brain's threat response, well, what other deeply held assumptions might your brain be ready to unlearn?